I find it a little sad to think that a generation grew up believing that Apollo was the future. We were going to the moon. And then, after the US won the race, kaput. Moon exploration was no more. But perhaps Ian is right. Maybe Tim Peake will inspire a new generation of scientists, and perhaps those scientists will drive the era of Luna.
Yeah, it was quite cool to see someone more recently going into space for, I think it was about 6 months, I think, to go to the International Space Station for that long. It's been quite cool.
Would you volunteer to go up in space?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
It scares me.
Yeah, it would probably be quite scary, but also quite cool with the anti-gravity, because there would be no gravity and you could just float around. It would be awkward. Cool.
This is a student from the Perth School in Cambridge. After Ian's comment, I thought it would be interesting to see if Tim Peake's mission had inspired youngsters to get to the lunar surface. These pupils are a part of Ecology Club, and they got some seeds that were sent up into space with Tim Peake. They were then returned from space, and the students grew them to see how microgravity and radiation might have affected them. Teacher Alison Kemp.
I'm a biology and a little bit of chemistry teacher here at the Perse. I've been here since September, and prior to that, I was a veterinary surgeon.
Oh, wow, quite a jump then.
Yes, but a very good one. So it's been an absolutely fantastic experience working with all the young people here. They have so many questions, and I'm constantly being challenged and thinking about new areas of science that I maybe wasn't before.
Like rocket seeds in space?
Like rocket seeds in space, exactly. That's not something I'd spent a long time thinking about. But when I saw the experiment was available, we had to do it. It's just such a fantastic opportunity to get the children involved with some real-life science, something that will matter, and something that hopefully captured their imaginations a little bit and made them think.
So basically, we got two packets of seeds.
One red and one blue.
One had been into space with Tim Peake, and one was just a normal packet of seeds. What we did, we planted both, and we saw if there were any differences between the way they grew.
We measured the percentage of the seeds which germinated, and how many leaves they had, and the height of them.
The trays were all randomised, so we put sort of groups of seeds together. We mixed up the red and the blue. They all had the same lighting conditions. They all had the same water availability as well, just to try and make it as a fairer test as we possibly could do. And what we did is we then just really monitored the seeds. So we watched how long it took them to germinate. We then counted leaves on them. We looked at the height of the seeds, measured from the soil all the way right up to the top of the shoot. And really just recorded what was happening and tried to spot any differences between the two packets as we went along.
We didn't think there'd be much of a difference, mainly because they're not really doing anything in space. They're just going up into space.
Even with microgravity and radiation and all those sorts of things?
Well, they're still all packaged up and everything, so it shouldn't make that much of a difference.
I'm looking at the results on the wall, and actually, they're pretty close in terms of percentages.
They are very, very similar. We found there was a slight difference between our red and our blue seeds, but not really hugely significant. Our red seeds tended to get a bit bigger. Their stalks were a bit thinner, and they tended to want to grow upwards towards the sky, so I don't know whether that means anything. The blue seeds, on the other hand, generally stayed a little bit smaller, but they were much more even. And the blue seeds, not many of them, or not as many of them, made it until the final day of the experiment. So we did lose some of the blue seeds.
So what have you done with these results here?
We've put them into the RHS's database, so they will be combined with results from all the other schools that have participated in the experiment. Obviously, there are some employed scientists doing this experiment as well. We're not just leaving it to schools around the country. But all the results are going to be combined, so they will obviously then be analysed, and hopefully we should end up with some results over the next few months. We're hoping to find out which packet of seeds went into space this week. So we're all waiting desperately for the email to come through to see whether our predictions were right.
I'd be just hitting refresh on my email constantly.
I have been doing that quite a lot of times this week. As soon as Tim Peake came back down, I've been checking emails daily just to make sure that I've not missed anything. But as yet, I'm still waiting to see the result.
I think that I would definitely get a career in science after this because I feel like I've got more of an insight into what actually happens in science, and I really enjoyed it. So
maybe I don't really know, but. Yeah, I think it has because I got a bit more interested in what's actually happening and what happened there. And
I think the experiment has just been a fantastic way of engaging the children with true science. Ultimately, in school, we do an awful lot of practical experiments. We're very, very lucky here. But a lot of them, we as teachers know what the result's going to be. We can obviously fiddle around with it to try and change things if we need to. This was something completely new. That was actually really nice for me to be working sort of almost at the same level as the students. We're all experimenting together. It's also really got a good opportunity to sort of talk about how we design experiments with them. It really highlights why we have to do things like randomization, why we have to be very accurate with the measurements that we take, because obviously all these results are going to mean something and potentially could have an impact on whether we choose to grow maybe rocket in space or whether we choose to grow other plants, if we ever eventually manage to settle on other planets.
I think it's always nice to be involved in a big group study in it like this. You get to add to the knowledge, to the community's knowledge, like you said. I'm not quite sure how growing rocket seeds would help us live on the moon, but...
Oh, we need food.
True. I think it's always a great thing to do.
With many subjects, the way to best engage young people is to get them involved, get them seeing what jobs in that field actually do. I don't think there's any better way of encouraging children into science than actually getting their hands dirty and getting involved.
Well, I think this might contribute to, for example, the Mars One mission, because what we're trying to do here is a one-way trip to Mars, and then we're going to set up a greenhouse there, which can be built in 6 months. And then we're trying to basically populate Mars, if you can say that. And I think this might help because now we're investigating how seeds would behave in space and whether we could actually grow seeds there and how this would affect it, or whether they're edible after we've grown them there as well. So I think that's quite interesting, and that's going to expand our knowledge.
Yeah, it would be really cool because you would basically be starting a new world and you, using this experiment and this study, you can find ways of growing food, and then if the world gets too populated, you can move there.